We're doing some Judaism head to toe. And we're up to the heart. Okay? So, our heart is described as something that can see. Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohelet, in Ecclesiastes, my heart has seen a lot of wisdom. Now that has halachic relevance, even though our heart doesn't have eyes, but we view the heart as though it can see. Excuse the pun. We view the heart as though it can see. What does that mean? That means that, let's say you're wearing a bathrobe. You're wearing a robe. You're wearing one of those ancient women wear robes. Or you're wearing, what are they called? Jalabiya, very good. And the Arab robes or the Yemenite robes. And you're not wearing anything underneath. So then you're not allowed to make blessings. Because it's considered as though your heart can see your private parts. And when one's private parts are revealed, they cannot make blessings. But my eyes can't see it, but my heart can. Or let's say a person gets undressed and they're under the covers. So again, it's considered as though their heart can see their private parts. As though you have two sets of eyeballs here, right over your heart. And it's as though they can see one's private parts. So if you're wearing a robe and you wear a belt or tighten it around your waist, so then there's a break. The heart, technically, right, as though the heart were sitting on your chest and it has two eyes, it cannot see down to one's private parts. So that's also true for women. When a woman, you guys will go to the mikveh. How do you make a blessing on the mikveh? So one's private parts are revealed. How do you make a blessing? So one's private parts are in the water, one's heart is over the water, we shake the waters and make the blessing and then dunk. Right? That's what women also do. Women stand there and they shake the waters, so the waters aren't clear, they're turbulent. They shake the water around, they make the blessing, and then they dunk. A woman also has a blessing on dunking, right? A ger is a little different, because a ger, okay, you'll learn it when it comes time. Right. That's this idea. So if you're under the covers, and if you wear underwear, that's fine. If you wear pants, that's fine. If you wear a belt, that's fine. But if you wear nothing but a robe, that's not fine. If you're under the covers and you're not wearing anything, that's not fine. So even if your head is out of the covers, but it's considered as though one's heart can see one's private parts, and one would not be able to make a blessing or say anything of holiness, so long as their private parts are, so to speak, visible to one's heart. So that's this concept that one's heart is considered as though it can see. It's as though you have two eyes on your chest and they can see downward. So there has to be something, a break in between. So that's why in ancient times people would wear a belt for davening. That's the idea of a gartel, right? They'd wear a belt they were wearing jalabiyas, they were wearing some kind of garment, and they wore a sash, some kind of belt that separated between their heart and their private part when they pray. Today we don't need that. Today you want to daven, we all wear pants, we all wear undergarments, and there's no problem davening. Some people still wear a gartel, some kind of belt, as another separation between their heart and their private parts, or as a special garment in honor of prayer. It should look nice. You know, I once had a Hasidic friend. Hasidim are careful to wear a gartel even to make a blessing. So I was wearing a tie. He said, I have to make a blessing. Can I borrow your tie? I said, what do you need a tie for to make a blessing? He said, you'll see. I give him my tie. He ties it around the stomach like a belt. And he says, that's why. Now I can make a blessing. Sha'akal niya bidvuroi. Okay? So he needed a gartel, right? But if you're going to wear a belt in honor of prayer, it should look nice. And it should match your clothing. If you wear something that just doesn't match, like a tie around a Hasidic, that's not the way you're supposed to honor your prayer. So that's as far as the heart. We'll move on. We'll move our way down to the Brit Milah. And I want us to discuss a little bit of the laws of Brit Milah, because that's also relevant to a lot of people.